07654321 0.
Want to hear it on cassette?
Tapes, tape recorders, tape recorder.
We play our tapes.
You identify all these tapes.
It was all about tapes back then.
These cassette tapes are spreading all through the city. Vroom, vroom, cassette.
It was a manual system and it was the only one available at the time.
Tape cassette.
Welcome along to Currently Off Air, a place for sound you wouldn't normally hear on the radio. In this transmission, I'll be delving once again into the hissy, wow and flutter of cassette tapes. Expect to hear new releases, one-minute cassettes, Brighton tape labels, and another entry into our 4-track 24 series, where we give an artist 24 hours to make a piece of music on a 4-track cassette recorder. We're starting off with California's Dame Funk from 1989. This is Can You Relate to Me?
Exclusive Raw.
Tell them again.
Straight off the tape deck style.
Track is about, like I said, recorded in 1989, a cassette tape deck, bouncing them back and forth, and using the Linn drum, the Juno 60, and ditching school to make the track. So that's what that was about. So check this out.
That weird vibrato sound was caused by an inferior cassette mechanism. A premium quality tape is critical, but that's only half the story. The other half is the tape's mechanical system. You know, the stuff inside the cassette, those little parts that keep the tape moving right along. You see, a great cassette mechanism is sort of like a high-performance car. While the car is designed to hug every inch of the road, even on hairpin turns, a cassette's mechanical system must keep the tape inside traveling smoothly and evenly over your deck's recording and playback heads. If the tape doesn't travel smoothly, look out! Well, actually, it's a quivering sort of unpleasant sound, more like this. We'll be right back.
Magnetic tape offers numerous creative possibilities.
Trent, the music you're listening to is completely electronic. Nearly everyone you know cooks electrically or will.
9, 50, 51, 52, 53.
See how relaxed you're getting?
You're listening to a cassette tape edition of Currently Off Air. We started off with Dame Funk, and following that you heard Cornered Yet Climbing featuring Kelly Jane Jones from the double cassette Fevered Realities, which was named by thequietest.com as one of their favourite LPs of any format of 2015. The track was Raw Healing. That was followed by an excerpt from one of the last Folklore Tapes. Folklore Tapes is an open-ended research project exploring the myths, mysteries, magic and strange phenomenon of the old counties of England via abstracted musical reinterpretation and experimental visuals. I played an excerpt from Folklore Tapes Calendar Customs Volume 4, Crown of Light, Midsummer Traditions and Folklore, and the piece was by Carl Turney and Brian Campbell and was called Maximum Tilt. And that edition of Folklore Tapes comes in a lovely blue box with an essay, 12 information cards, a download code and a dried sprig of blossom. So naturally we followed it with a bit of pounding techno from Silent Servant from his tape Live at Nuit Noir. And Silent Servant may be interested in some of the technology talked about in Soundmaker Audio Magazine, which was a cover cassette that came with Electronic Soundmaker and Computer Music Magazine, which was issued in Britain from 1982 to 1985. For its last year of existence, the magazine came with a 60-minute cover cassette, including demos of contemporary synthesizers, drum machines, and other studio equipment. taken from the last ever edition from September 1985. This is an excerpt from Soundmaker Audio Magazine.
Hi, I'm Paul Balachero, and I'd like to welcome you to the September Soundmaker Tape. This month, we've got music from influential recording artist and cult hero Peter Hamill, ex-Tangerine Dreamer Steve Jolliffe, and a Soundmaker Tape exclusive, but more on that in a minute. On the gear front, we've got Yamaha's latest keyboard, the DX21, the new Vesta sampler, the sounds of the Simmons 800 electronic drums, and a look at two exciting add-ons for the Commodore 64, the Syntronix drum machine and the Microvox digital sound editor, and a lot more besides. But first, how about a digital drum machine for your Commodore 64 for only £65? With all the advantages of limitless storage capacity from floppy disk and software-based interchangeable sounds, 7 digital drum samples come with the unit. Without a doubt, we think this is the most impressive computer percussion package yet. The sounds are certainly comparable with even dedicated digital drum machines costing 10 times its price. And we await the rumored Spectrum version with great interest.
poetry lovers. This is Blaster Al Ackerman. How many of you have ever eaten a robin? Here's a poem that's a favorite of mine and I hope of yours. It's called Death and the White Sea. Death and the White Sea. The 500-pound man on the bus. The 500-pound their meat. Hello, poetry lovers. This is Blaster Al Ackerman. You know, if you're feeling really hungover like my friend Ian, who's bleeding from his nose in the control room, yeah, you might do well to think about taking some fast-acting sal hepatica. This heavenly nostrum combines the action of Alka-Seltzer and a violent-acting laxative. It's a poem I recently completed that I call Story of Homesteading. The story of homesteading. Bereft of soap, try to understand his longing, filling his pockets by the railroad tracks, going along, picking things up. By and by invents a fan tod for company. In other words, a wraith. It gurgles, eats paper in the Scoodler dialect. There's trouble when it seems to hang around leering up at the boxcars. Frankly, we don't know what to expect. Luckily, a family comes along and said, "What a build! Why, you're like our Fred who was put away." And with sincere, brimming eyes went on to beseech it, saying, you're the only one can help. Let's enter the madhouse and find out what's up with Fred." So it did, and once inside was told, you're the only one can help. You must enter the madhouse and find out what's up, Fred." Caught in this interesting situation, things looked different. A carved, soaped bust of Willie Sutton, with a few things added, such as hairpins and corn nuts, can seem to positively approach godhood with its promise of lather your crank, lather your handle. As I said before, the story of homesteading. Lovers and degenerates. This is Blaster Al Ackerman. I wonder how many of you are sold on arm sucking.
I'm warmer on the holidays. Parents sip their Chardonnay. Don't you want to be like you used to? Harvard colors poison spill. Leave like David Copperfield. Pepper on the trampoline. Apple paper money.
Thank you.
From a tape originally released in Ethiopia in 1985, that was Hello Mergia and his classical instrument, re-released by Awesome Tapes from Africa. The tape was Shemon Mu Anaye and the track was Amre Demku. Before then, you heard male artist, poet and absurdist Blaster Al Ackerman with excerpts from Hello Poetry Lovers. And I'm working on another tape transmission of Steve Slee Steele reading some radio plays of Blaster Al Ackerman's stories. And Blaster Al was speaking over an instrumental called Thoughts of Youth by CJ Boyd, which was taken from Connection Cassette Compilation Number 1, which was the first part of an international compilation project produced by Hal McGee from Florida, in which he invited contributors from around the world to send him some audio art or some music on a C90 cassette, and contributors would have their C90 cassette returned filled with sounds from around the world. And that was a compilation project done in the original spirit of the 1980s cassette art scene. There's at least 7 of those compilations which are now available on Bandcamp or through the website howltapes.com. Before then, we had a couple of bits of electronica, starting off with the spectacular Nighttime Doom of Sci-Fi Rains and Heartaches by Hertz, which was released on Third Kind, which is a label based in Brighton, specializing in unique short-run cassettes. Sci-Fi Rains and Heartaches was released on a 1980s C15 computer cassette in a box covered with a page from a sci-fi novel and 2 trading cards of sci-fi landscapes. And following that, we had Ode to John Connor by Elon Katz from his tape The Pylori Program. Let's head back to 1985 once more for a final installment from Soundmaker Audio Magazine.
To Inside One, we come to Peter Hamill.
Peter Hamill has influenced bands as diverse as the Sex Pistols and Marillion. He was one-time leader of the 70s band Van de Graaff Generator, and he's worked with Peter Gabriel and Robert Fripp, and has earned the respect of many on both sides of the music business. He took time out from his latest project recently to talk to us about his work and to record 3 special pieces of music for us. This first, Ritual Mask, uses a combination of both ethnic percussion and high-tech of the AMS Digital Delay. That was Ritual Mask, and now to round off this side of the tape, the second track is built entirely from tape loops.
On it he uses an old Roland drum machine played slowly, while all the weird swoops are achieved by rolling the tapes back and forth over the heads. This is The Bells, The Bells.
That was another excerpt from Soundmaker Audio Magazine from 1985. And from one cassette tape curiosity to another from 1986, the artist is Luis Mesa from Spain. And for this project, he created a tape loop that wasn't a C90, a 90-minute cassette, or a C60 or a C45. It was a C1, a 1-minute cassette made up of two sides featuring 30-second bursts of noise to be played on an auto-reverse cassette deck, making a continuous loop with a theoretical time length of infinity. I'm going to play you the entire 1-minute tape, and because my auto-reverse is on the fritz, I'm going to flip over the tape halfway through. By Luis Mesa, this is Aquatomia. A word from our sponsor.
Race to perfect the popular cassette. BASF bring you new chrome dioxide Super 2 for higher frequency performance, lower tape noise, and cleaner sound. New chrome dioxide Super 2, the pace setter.
I'm Robin,
the Penguin.
It's the official bat recorder that lets you act out Batman on tape. Batteries are included.
The Penguin has got Gotham City stuck in a deep freeze. Holy frostbite!
Batman,
we'll see about this.
Hey!
Yelling!
Bang!
Come on, play this.
The real fun starts when it plays back your voices loud and clear.
Man, you sound like a
Bat Recorder comes with cassette, plays Batman theme on one side, lets you record on the other. By Miko.
You're listening to Currently Off Air, and this is another transmission of Cassette Tape Sounds.
with me. Make me your tape. Take me to the place you love.
Thoughts of land are all the day, and
From the tape You Would Love It Here, that was American singer-songwriter Julie Byrne with Holiday, and that track was collected and re-released on her 2014 LP Rooms with Walls and Windows. After the ads, you heard another piece from the Folklore Tapes compilation, that was The Green Ray by Modern Studies. That was followed by Fall Seattle from the faux disc cassette of the same title, the track was Wanda Johnson. And that was followed by a bit of garage rock from the ever prolific Keel Hur. The track was Tired of Waiting, and that was released on the cassette Weirdo on the Italian Beach Babes label. Then you heard a little bit of acoustic whimsy by Woo. The track was Make Me Tea, originally found on their 1990 cassette Into the Heart of Love, and now reissued, like all of the brothers, homemade music since the 1970s on their Bandcamp page. Then from Portland, Oregon, from their tape Luxury Beverage, I played Fox Academy with their track Salem. For each of the cassette tape shows, I give an artist my Yamaha 4-track recorder and 24 hours to produce a tape no longer than 4 minutes 24. For this transmission, Doris's Bartley and Henderson took up the challenge, working under the name Double Doris, and this is their piece, Midnight Mass.
Thank you. this transmission's 4-track 24, Midnight Mass by Double Doris. And let's play out with another release from the ever excellent Tapeworm label. The tape is called The Worcester Tapes, 1983 to 1987, and it comprises recordings made as a teenager in the 80s by Mark Van Hoen, which feature his first synthesizer and tape recorder, and are a snapshot of his music made some 10 years before the first official releases of the electronic music he'd go on to make. The piece is called Music for Dancers in Disguise. For links to all the tapes I've played in the show, head to currentlyoffair.com, where you'll also be able to listen again to the show, subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, and you can also find us on Mixcloud, Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Currently Off Air. Until next time, thank you for listening.
Listen again, press eject, and turn over to side A.